And look who's with us, everybody. It's Cat Z back.
He's having a Donald Trump fiesta.
I know. It was a Trump fiesta. Cat Z's back. Told everybody about your day off yesterday.
Oh,
and yeah. They liked that.
Oh. They got to look at your beautiful face.
No, it's not that beautiful. So tell us something good.
I for some reason don't know why, but there's a lot of rape stories going on in the world today.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, I'm not a big fan of rape.
I for some reason have like these stories. I'm like, why did I write three of them?
But you're full of rape today.
Rage.
Rape rage. Go ahead, give me.
All right. So Katy Perry's Twitter was hacked by a Taylor Swift super fan. And that super fan at SW4YLOL was calling people the F word.
Oh, geez.
And this is as Katy Perry. And as you know, Katy Perry and Taylor Swift don't have the greatest relationship.
True.
And the hacker put "Miss You, Baby" at Taylor Swift 13. And then Katy Perry was like, I got hacked by this person. I don't like you.
That's pretty funny.
So, yes. Right. So that was the entertainment for Katy Perry's world today.
I thought you were going to tell me something like, I don't know, rape and Katy Perry because you gave us three.
No. That's later on. That's later on in the story. I was just pre-warning everybody.
All right,
so Prophets of Rage is the newest supergroup that is made up of Tom Morello, Tim Comerford, and Brad Wilk of Rage Against the Machine. And they are joined by Chuck D of Public Enemy and Be Real of Cypress Hill. They will be performing for the first time together with the Whiskey and Go-Go in West Hollywood tonight. That should be fun. Prophets of Rage.
Wonder how that will play out.
Johnny Depp performed in Stockholm, Scotland with his supergroup, Hollywood Vampires, amid of the Amber Heard messy split. Now, there's people that were trying to boycott the show because of the domestic abuse that he has been allegedly accused of, and that didn't work, and he still performed.
You know, it's funny. it shows you that if you have good connections, I guess, or good support, I don't know, but the amount of people questioning the Amber Heard girl and saying, oh, she's full of crap, this is I haven't seen this type of unscrutiny, I guess you could say, of somebody accusing somebody of doing something since Bill Clinton. I mean, when all the stuff came out about Bill Clinton back in the 90s and even now, you know, the media doesn't cover it, denies it. Same thing with this. It's like so many people are like, oh, she's full of crap. Johnny Depp is a wonderful person. He would never do such a thing. Oh, okay. What did she do? A Gone Girl and just slam her face into the wall herself? Like, well, how did that happen? It's all blah. Okay, wow. I've never seen it before.
See, he like threw a cell phone at her and it hit her face and that's what caused her black eye. And the ex-wife, his first ex-wife, or his ex-girlfriend, ex-wife, who they have a daughter with, Lily Rose Depp, she was saying how, you know, she came into his defense and was like, he, as long as I know him, has never been a violent type of person. But, you know, people change as they get older. And
yeah,
if she's saying he's had drug and alcohol issues, those kinds of things evolve just as anything else evolves. It's just life.
Well, yeah, and the fact that people came out and said, well, Bill Cosby never raped me. Bill Cosby never gave me knockout drugs.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby, he's a great person. As long as I've known him, I never knew him to do that. Well, okay. And what about the other people?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. All right, my first and tenth story. Poland is trying to work with the U.S. Justice Department in extraditing Roman Polanski.
Yes.
Sorry. Polanski. And bringing him back so he can face the judges from his 1977 rape charge that he escaped from.
Yeah.
But he's living in France right now. I did not do this story because I hate doing animal stories. They make me cry and I can't do it. So I can't do it. So I know they're going to show it and I can't do it. So this is how it's just going to be until the channel has changed.
Or they don't show shooting.
Okay, good.
They show the girl. I talked about it. They show the gorilla grab the kid and drag him all over. Have you seen that?
No. See, the thing is, they say he was protecting the kid.
No.
But
no.
Who knows? I just can't watch an animal get killed. It just creeps me out. But anyways, Roman is living in France right now, and France is like, oh, they won't treat him as fair as if he was a doctor or if he was a lawyer because he's a celebrity, because he's a director. So they're like keeping him in France.
They're treating him. They're the only reason he hasn't gone to jail. The only reason he hasn't been extradited back to the United States is because he is a celebrity, because he is a Academy Award winning director. Because anybody else would have already been back here. Any other child rapist you gotta understand something real quick, just to give you a overview.
Mm-hmm.
He gave a girl knockout drugs.
Playlist.
Raped her.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in her buttocks. He copped a plea. His lawyers made a deal with the prosecutor, and he made a plea deal. And the plea deal was going to, I don't know, have him do like 2 months in jail and X amount of years on probation or whatever the hell it was. Well, the night before, like two nights before, they got word that the judge wasn't going to go along with the deal that the prosecutor and Polanski's lawyers had, because the judge doesn't have to.
Right. Right. Yeah.
You know, the judge, the prosecutor and the defense team, they come up with a deal and they come up, okay, well, you know, you plead guilty to this, we'll put a recommendation into the judge for this and that. Sure. That's protocol. That's what's so thankful. But the judge doesn't have to go along. The judge could go, you know what? Cool, you're pleading, awesome. Well, I'm still going to give you 5 years.
Yeah.
So they heard the judge was going to give him more time, real jail time, and not time served or not whatever the hell they thought it was going to be. So he skipped out of town. I mean, how's that? You can't do that. If it was anybody else, he would have already been back. And celebrities, people wouldn't be in his movies. He'd be ostracized. But he's in movies, so celebrities are in his movies.
Yeah.
He wins Academy Awards, all that good stuff.
Weird.
So there you go. There's your backstory.
I guess Hollywood is into the whole Chumo thing.
Yeah,
they still got Woody Allen running around.
Yeah.
So.
And go ahead.
They also have this guy running around. Mark Selling. I did a story about him many months ago. He was arrested back in December. He is one of the stars in that show, Glee.
Oh, yeah.
He,
Pato.
Yes. He has been charged with two counts. He is indicted for two counts of child pornography.
Oh, jeez.
Because back in December when he was arrested, they found hundreds of images on his laptop.
Not good.
So we will see. we shall see what the actual sentence is.
But no, yes, good. Don't been, you can't be a chomo.
He has been convicted. Now sports news. Golden State Warriors beats the Oklahoma City Thunder after a comeback from 3-1 and won the series 4-3, won the game 96-88, and will be playing the Cavs starting June 2nd. Congratulations.
That's going to be a pretty good rematch.
Yeah.
I think. But who am I? I think the Cavs are better this year than they were last year, and I don't think Golden State's as good as they were last year to this year. So I think the Cavs are going to take it. The Golden State Warriors won it 4-2 last year.
Mm.
4-2. So
we shall see.
We'll see.
And in Stanley Cup Finals, the Penguins won Game 1, 3-2 against the San Jose Sharks in Pittsburgh. Next Game 2 is tomorrow night. So maybe, come on, Sharks, let's go. This is your first chance that you actually get it. You can't just start losing.
That'd be exciting.
Because then it might be another 25 years that you go into the Stanley Cup Finals. All right?
San Jose Sharks.
Congratulations. All right. So Johnny Manziel is fine after being reported missing because he skipped out on a helicopter ride with his family to the Hamptons so he can host a Memorial Day weekend party. His spokeswoman, Denise Michaels, says that she's been talking to him. He's not missing. He's totally fine. And he just doesn't want to deal with his rich family. That sounds like your typical spoiled rich kid.
I know.
No, I don't want to go in your helicopter, Dad. It's just so embarrassing. Johnny, you have to do it. No, Dad, I'm not doing it. I'm not talking to Dad. I can't get a hold of him.
Oh, that's funny.
That's how I imagine it.
Yeah, it's true.
I like how everyone's like, he's going to die this year. It's like, oh, okay.
It's like,
so embarrassing. Oh my God. All right. So Rio de Janeiro has 88% of their Olympic velodrome completed because, you know, the company that was doing it filed for bankruptcy because they just can't complete it. They couldn't hold up to their end of the bargain. So now Brazil's bringing another Brazilian team to come work it. And the Olympics are in 2 months. So we shall see how the velodrome looks in 2 months.
You know, this.
Like, way to go. It's
going to
be. Places.
Listen, there's going to be nothing but bad news with this Olympics. I mean, it's going to be bad news. It's going to be really bad. They got that Zika virus all over the place out there. The water in Brazil is full of human waste. There's crime like you wouldn't believe. You watch.
There's loose anacondas.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of bad things that happen because of this Olympics. You mark my words. Mark my words.
That's the Americans that are going are going to be like, ugh.
I don't know why. I get it, the Olympics, they people put in for bid, but how the hell does Brazil win the bid? Brazil is a poor, crime-ridden, I mean, they're all, it's not Russia.
No.
But, okay, I mean, how, it's not China, Brazil, I mean, how they got the Olympics it baffles the mind, but it is what it is.
And my final story.
Uh-oh.
Ian McCaw has resigned as athletic director from Baylor University after the rape and sexual accusations on the football players and everyone being fired from the football team. he has officially resigned after last week being on probation while they did the investigation. He said they need someone that doesn't let their football players rape people.
Oh, geez. A lot of rape. You're
told
full
you.
Of rape.
I told you, for some reason, it's just a rape day.
You're full of rape and child pornography.
Shouldn't do those things. And it's my duty to let you guys know that that's wrong. And these people deserve to be punished by Lucifer.
Now, watch. Now, watch. Now, watch. See,
oh,
that's what they weren't showing yesterday. They were just showing the shot of the gorilla with the child in front of them. They weren't showing those shots where the gorilla's grabbing the kid and swinging him around. People are like, he was protecting the kid. Listen, it's horrible that they killed the gorilla, 100%. But what else are you going to do?
They couldn't tranquilize it? That's what my thing is. It's like
the thing is, a tranquilizer doesn't happen instant. Boom.
They hit them, and
it takes a minute or two, maybe three, gets groggy, and then goes down. Oh. What if he gets hit, and now he's...
It can actually trigger.
You don't know. I mean, it's one thing. It's one thing if the kid was in the gorilla enclosure and the kid was in one end, the gorilla was in the other, and it was like a standoff type of thing where you could get in the enclosure and the zoo people could, like the rodeo clown. How they kind of do with the bulls, where they distract the bull. But the gorilla had the kid. So the gorilla, it was like, this is my toy. This is my chew toy. This is my thing.
And for all the gorilla knew was someone, or one of the workers, dropped like a new thing.
You just couldn't. Let's put it this way. They were damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
Because what if
you just never know
what if they tranked them and the gorilla
had a freak out and grabbed
the kid again and just threw him?
Yeah.
Now people would be going, why didn't they kill the gorilla? What, they cared more about the animal than they did of the human? What's wrong with those people? But it was a damned if you do,
if
you don't.
At least the kid's okay. The kid is fine.
They should go after the mom. That's what they should do. Go after the mom. What the hell kind of mother would let their child get away from them and get in the gorilla enclosure?
See, I don't like zoos or anything like that because I don't believe in capturing an animal, even though people like to argue there's a difference between SeaWorld and a zoo because they live in it. Each section is a humongous habitat for them, but still, I just don't like animals that deserve to be out in the wild captured like that. So
it's one thing to have.
But the mom should, you parents got to pay attention to your kids.
Well,
you have a toddler, a 4-year-old, they're like going.
It's one thing to let your kid loose at the mall. Like, oh my gosh, I lost my kid. Oh, it's another when you're at a zoo and there's dangerous stuff everywhere.
I get why parents have leashes for their
kids. That's what I
said. I get it.
I said I don't advocate the dog leashes for kids, but at a zoo,
something like that,
it might be acceptable when you got those enclosures and they're not. They're not metal.
No.
They're where a kid could be curious. And get into a enclosure like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other question was, if you were the mom, wouldn't you have jumped in there? Like, who then doesn't get in there? Like, if you turn around and there's your kid in the gorilla cage, aren't you, like, in there?
Yeah.
Like, aren't you boomed? Like, oh, hey, if I die, I die. But That's like, who sits there and watches their kid being dragged around by a gorilla?
Like, who does that? Like, she, like, probably had, I mean, that's the kind of situation that's like, we say it, but you never know what's going through her mind, because she's probably like, oh my God, what do I do? I think the gorilla wants to try and eat that kid. All right, my name is Katie. This is Rob. It's Rob's Carrie Show. We'll see you all tomorrow. Have a great day. Au revoir.
Bye-bye.